Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Monday, May 20th. I'm Orlando Montoya. On today's episode, President Joe Biden delivers the commencement speech at Atlanta's Morehouse College over the weekend. MARTA reopens a rail station at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport after 6 weeks of renovations. We'll tell you what's new. And GPB's Peach Jam returns for a third season, showcasing outstanding musical acts from around Georgia. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta yesterday. Despite concerns of protests over the U.S. support for Israel in the war on Gaza, Morehouse's graduation proceeded without interruption. Biden made a rare comment about the situation in Gaza during his commencement speech.
It's a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. That's why I've called for an immediate ceasefire. An immediate ceasefire to stop the fighting. Bring the hostages home. And I've been working on a deal as we speak.
Demonstrators held a peaceful protest near the building where Biden gave the address. Biden also received an honorary degree from Morehouse and spoke about the college's role in the fight for racial equality. At neighboring Spelman College, actor and director Angela Bassett delivered the commencement address. She told graduates the university is a, quote, higher education equivalent of Wakanda, the fictional country from one of the most popular movies she starred in, and that Spelman has, quote, prepared them for greatness. Bassett also received an honorary degree in Doctor of Fine Arts from the university, and Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson received an honorary degree in Doctor of Laws. Governor Brian Kemp says he's spending more than $500,000 from his political committee to help a state Supreme Court justice he appointed win election. Abortion is at the center of the race. Former Democratic Congressman John Barrow is challenging incumbent Justice Andrew Pinson, appointed to the state Supreme Court by Kemp in 2022. Barrow is promising that he will protect the right to abortion if he's elected. Justice Pinson has declined to comment on the issue since he's currently on the court. Kemp encouraged Georgians to vote for Pinson in a recent television ad and on social media.
The true conservative in this race, he will keep Georgia strong. It is no time to put a career politician on our Supreme Court.
Barrow served in Congress from 2005 to January 2015, representing Georgia's 12th district. Reproductive rights groups have publicly supported him. Barrow's spokesperson says ultimately the race will hinge on turnout at the polls. The race will appear on both the Republican and Democratic ballots tomorrow, since the race is nonpartisan. Today marks 2 years since Korean automaker Hyundai announced plans to build a $5 billion electric vehicle manufacturing facility just west of Savannah in Bryan County. Since then, officials from the region have jump-started workforce development initiatives. Last week, school superintendents, development authority leaders, and industry representatives from four counties met to discuss aligning education and workforce needs during a first-of-its-kind meeting. Anna Chafin brought them together. She heads the newly formed Regional Industry Support Enterprise.
What was extremely encouraging is that everybody in the room unanimously said that they want to continue the conversation. And when I asked about the frequency, they want to meet quarterly.
Hyundai says it plans to start production at their Bryan County plant later this year. In other business news, the number of newly listed homes for sale in the Atlanta area was up nearly 31% in April compared to April the year before. Real estate giant RE/MAX said Thursday that's the largest increase in any southeastern market except Miami and fifth nationally. The numbers come ahead of what are traditionally the busiest months for home sales. After 6 weeks of construction, Metro Atlanta's public transit agency MARTA has reopened its rail station at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains what changes travelers can expect to see.
The two major renovations include updates to the airport station platform and new flooring on the concourse level. The shuttle from College Park to the airport was moving roughly 9,000 passengers a day while the station was closed. MARTA Chief Capital Officer Carrie Rocha says the airport platform has been completely redone from the paint to new signage.
We now have these bright yellow strips on the edge to show you where the edge of the platform is. We were able to get a lot of flashing work done and sealing so that all the leaks that had been going into the building, those are now controlled.
Work will continue on the airport station to install new public art and a canopy. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
State transportation officials are moving forward with plans to expand a network of toll lanes in Metro Atlanta. The State Transportation Board voted Thursday to work with the State Road and Tollway Authority to add toll lanes to the top half of I-285 and along Georgia 400 to the North Springs MARTA station. Metro Atlanta Congressman David Scott says he doubts the current draft of the Farm Bill will pass the U.S. House. The House Agriculture Committee on Friday released a draft of the long-awaited $1.5 trillion legislation that sets the nation's farm, nutrition, commodity, and conservation policies for the next 5 years. Scott is the top Democrat on the Republican-controlled committee. He says proposed cuts to the Federal Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, make the bill unlikely to pass a narrowly divided House. Savannah-based aircraft manufacturer Gulfstream Aerospace says its new G700 aircraft has received certification from the European Union's Aviation Safety Agency. The certification announced on Wednesday of last week paves the way for more customer deliveries of the company's largest and fastest aircraft. Gulfstream, owned by General Dynamics, is Chatham County's largest employer with 12,000 workers in the Savannah area. The Braves dropped the first game of a doubleheader today as the Padres rallied for a 4-run eighth inning. The final score was 6-5. Marcell Ozuna and Matt Olson hit back-to-back home runs in the third inning, and starter Reynaldo Lopez gave up only 2 runs on 5 hits over 6 1/3 innings. But reliever Joe Jimenez gave up 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 runs in the eighth, putting the Braves behind for good. Manager Brian Snitker says this is part of the game.
I don't know that I've ever been involved in baseball ever that everything went right and you didn't have stretches like this. And there's nothing you can do but handle it. Just keep working, keep grinding, just handle it. Because on the back end, there's always something really good.
Georgia native Dylan Cease started the game for the Padres, throwing 4 innings and striking out 5. The second game of the doubleheader is scheduled for 6:20. GPB's Peach Jam is back for a third season, showcasing musicians with ties to Georgia. The podcast's host, Jeremy Powell, joined GPB's Peter Biello in the studio for a preview of the new season.
Jeremy, thanks for coming on.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And congrats on season 3 of Peach Jam.
Thank you.
For those that are not familiar with Peach Jam, tell us a little more about it.
So Peach Jam is GPB's music show. It's a TV show and a podcast. This is the third season of the podcast. It just debuted last Friday. And I'm so excited to get to do this because I get to discover musicians and artists from all over the state, bring them here to GPB, and we record in our big TV studios we have downstairs. And it's so fun.
It's fun, too, because we get to discover along with you. Tell us who we should be discovering this season.
Well, the band that was first, that just released last Friday, is Hey Dreamer. They're from Atlanta, and they are so good. Yeah, mama always said that there'd be days like this. I'll
have love today. So that one's called Blood on Dirt. Wow, starting hard charging rock right out the gate.
I know, right?
Season 3.
Straightforward rock and roll from Hey Dreamer. And what's interesting is Melody, who's the lead singer of the band, tells me about how she's working on her master's in music business. She has an undergrad from Berklee School of Music and then is working on a master's from Berklee School of Music. She's very methodical with how she works her band. It's very businesslike. It's such an interesting conversation. You can hear all of that on the podcast.
Fascinating, fascinating. I understand you also have Pine Box Dwellers coming up this season.
They are from Waycross, Georgia, and they play like swampy acoustic country rock. It is so fun. Something in the water taught me how to crawl.
Something in the water taught me. So that's Something in the Water by Pine Box Dwellers. You described them as swampy, and that is correct.
Yes, right? It sounds like South Georgia. It really does. So they're two guys, and what it is One of them is older, he's in his 40s, and he's got this band with his buddy's kid. And now his buddy's kid's in his 30s or something, or 20s. But it's this interesting dynamic between the two of them. They're quiet, they're reserved, they're super nice, but then when they play, like, they have so much personality in the music, and it's so good.
All right, who else is coming up this season?
Timothy Leon drove up from Camilla, Georgia. Now, Peter, do you know where Camilla, Georgia is?
I have no idea where that is.
South of Albany.
Okay.
It's almost to Tallahassee, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove up to be a part of Peach Jam, and we partied. It was so fun.
So that song is called You, and you can feel the bass line in your chest, basically.
Right? He's so talented. So Timothy Leon is a graduate of SCAD there in Savannah. And so he's from Camilla. He's a preacher's kid. He tells me all about that. But he's got this poppy, boppy, soulful pop music. It was a lot of fun to have him in the studio.
You've also got Kyla Simone on this season of Peach Jam, which I think is pretty exciting. She's got a jazzy sound to her.
She does. So it's a little like R&B singer-songwriter-y. She's from Covington. She moved here from outside of D.C. to come down to the Atlanta area to be closer to our music scene. And it's unique, but not different.
Let's stroll down memory lane through past times. Going through growing pains that changed our lives. I'll float on clouds of left and fly.
Then watch the That's Kyla Simone being with you. And I always love a song that you think you know what the next note's going to be, and then they hit you with something different and better than what you expected. That's what that sounded like to me.
Right. And it's very unique. It's not strange. It's not weird, but it is very unique. Also, she's a great interview because as a woman of color, she really encourages other women of color to play the guitar. And she tells me all about her foundation that she has doing that. It's really fascinating. And I love to talk to somebody who's passionate about something. And to get to sit down and talk to her about that is just great. So she's coming up later on in season 3 of Peach Jam.
And finally, we've got the band Run, Katie, Run.
Run, Katie, Run is, they're another party. They are a lot of fun. So what you do? Did you steal? Did you lie? Did you run around on me? Just spit it out, cause I can't work with honesty.
Yeah, you and I could work it out, but you know the policy. So that's Stay or Leave by Run, Katie, Run. They sound to me like if the band Cooking on Three Burners got an excellent vocalist.
Okay. So what's interesting about them is, to me, it sounds like country rock. They call it roots rock. She's very twangy. She's very country sounding, but they're from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay.
And then came down to Atlanta in like 2012. But what I find very interesting and very brilliant about them is that they reach out to cities. You know how cities have like First Friday concerts, mm-hmm. and they have these, you know, concerts, free concerts. They reach out to those cities because they have built-in crowds, and they go and they play those. And they play all over the state of Georgia. They will build tours and go up back to Buffalo doing that, playing those free shows. And then you can also find them at Dollywood every year at their fall festival in Dollywood. They'll be there for a week or two. And they're a lot of fun. They're really smart. And they know, like, they don't have to take themselves quite too seriously. And so they're a group of five having a good time. And you can hear that in the conversation that we have.
Well, fantastic. New season of Peach Jam podcast is out. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And Jeremy, where can we watch?
You can watch on YouTube, or you can watch wherever you find Georgia Public Broadcasting. Or just go to gpb.org, search Peach Jam. You can find the first two seasons of the TV show. And you can find out how you can contact me if you know a band, or are you a band or an artist that wants to be on it. You can find that information there. It's peachjam@gpb.org.
Jeremy Powell is the host of Peach Jam. thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And there you go. Another season of Peach Jam is on the way. I'm certainly looking forward to it. I hope you are as well. And of course, I'd like you to subscribe to this podcast, Georgia Today. Hit the subscribe button so you always stay current with us in your feed. If you have feedback, send that to us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. And find all the latest news from our GPB reporters at gpb.org/news. I'm Orlando Montoya, sitting in for Peter Biello. He'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.